This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, make amends before it's too late in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here, dear friends, at your service. So we're talking about making amends before it's too late, especially being a part of our Islamic lifestyle. So as we have said in many of our programs, living a Islamic lifestyle is living a pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle. And this Islamic lifestyle, of course, is something which takes us towards the prosperity and the salvation both in this world and the hereafter. Of course, not only do we attain salvation and prosperity, but we also attain peace of mind and tranquility, which of course every single one of us is looking for. So when talking about one of the things that we can do in our Islamic lifestyle, of course, is this idea of making amends before it's too late. Now, there are situations, unfortunately, in our past where we probably committed sins, we committed errors, we did some bad things, we disobeyed the Almighty Allah in one way or the other. Now, we have to, as a part of our Islamic lifestyle, make amends and ask for forgiveness. Now, before it's too late means death. We find that even in the Holy Quran, the Almighty Allah tells human beings to be warned of a day of regret when the matter and the ultimate matter will be decided while people are heedless and do not have faith. Here, what we're understanding is that when we die and then the day of judgment comes about, at that point of time, there's not much that we can do. And we can't erase our misdeeds or our sins. So we're going to have to do our best to make amends before it's too late. We continue our discussion after the break. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about making amends before it's too late. Now, as we said, the most probably we have committed sins in our life, and it is something that really we regret. It is something that we're ashamed of, and it's something that we really need to think about and contemplate. And after that, we need to ask for forgiveness and, of course, make changes in our lives and the Almighty Allah, by His endless grace and mercy and compassion, will most surely help us to make amends and improve our lives and really live that Islamic lifestyle that we are trying to live. Now, death, dear brothers and sisters, comes all of a sudden. Nobody knows when or where they will die. And of course, once we die, we go on to the next realm in this journey of life and existence. Now, once we get to the Day of Judgment, in the Holy Quran, another one of the names for the Day of Judgment is the Day of Regret, this Yawm al-Hasra. Hasra meaning regret, or this kind of how I wish I could have. And so on that day, of course, we won't be able to make amends. On that day, we're not going to be able to repent for the things that we did. Matter of fact, we will be faced with everything that we did, good or bad. And of course, on that day, may Allah help us, and may those whom Allah allows to help us, may they help us. Of course, I'm talking about the infallibles and the immaculates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the immaculate imams and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. May they help us. But really, at that point of time, there's really nothing we can do. And so we have to make sure that a part of our Islamic lifestyle and a part of our everyday lifestyle according to the Islamic teachings, is to make amends, to ask for forgiveness, especially before it's too late and it is the Day of Judgment and we are completely at the mercy of the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.